Chapter 62. In the days leading up to Nora's death, Adeline grasped for clues as to who would kill her. Try as she might, she couldn't find any. Elliot and Hero spent day and night in the lab. When Hero wasn't there, he was in Las Vegas. Constance was almost always away for medical treatment or to search for people from her past. She had a sense of her own time drawing to a close. She was racing against the clock, too. Nora and Sam were nursing a nascent romance that would soon die with her. And Adeline couldn't sleep. She kept thinking about all the clues, all the pieces that never seemed to add up. She sensed that there was still a missing piece here, but try as she might, she couldn't see it. It wasn't just the mystery of Nora's murder that loomed ahead. It was the loss of her father. As with her mother in Palo Alto, Adeline felt her time with him slipping away, and she couldn't help but try to hold on. At a lunch with him the week before Nora's death, Adeline said, "You should start working out again." Sam glanced down at his shirt, feigning insult. "Is the dad bod really that bad?"
"It's not that. It's for your health. You never know."
"What I do know is that at my age I seem to be almost supernaturally cursed to wear these love handles and flab. I've tried dieting and exercise. The curse of the dad bod resists all earthly countermeasures."
"Have you tried cutting out alcohol?"
Sam snorted. "I'm a widower with a teen and a preteen at home. By the known laws of physics and human biology, I cannot survive without alcohol." Adeline shook her head, feeling slightly guilty about her adolescent behavior.
"Are they that bad?"
"No. In fact, there have been times when those two kids were the only thing that kept me going. They're my life, and they've given my life meaning that I couldn't have imagined before, especially after Sarah passed." Those words healed a wound so deep inside of Adeline she hadn't known it was there. The following night, Nora and Adeline were sitting in her living room, sipping wine and chatting, almost the way they had so many years ago, in another place, in another time. If they were indeed ships in the night, every moment they spent together brought them closer, back to the place they were before. "Do you know what Hero and Elliot are doing out in the valley?" Nora asked.
"Not specifically," Adeline lied.
"Do you know generally?"
"Generally, they're working on their passion project."
Nora raised her eyebrows. "Seems like the only passion projects going on in this strange oasis in the desert are obsessing over dead people." And Adeline thought, truer words were never spoken. Adeline waited and watched the calendar until Nora's murder was 3 days away. Then two. Knowing it was coming, and that she still didn't know who the killer was, left her with a sense of impending doom. She searched, and still there were no clues. Hero and Elliot had locked themselves in the lab. They were close to their discovery. Adeline felt the two events racing toward her now, two unstoppable trains powered by the force of time, about to collide. Constance returned from China. She was so exhausted from her trip that she stayed in bed the entire next day. She was getting sicker. For years, she had been slowly losing her battle with the disease. Now, she was losing it quickly. A black cloud hung over Sam. The anniversary of his wife's death loomed 2 days away. Adeline realized then that Nora was going to die within hours of the anniversary of Adeline's mother's passing. She wondered if that was significant. The night before Nora's death, Adeline barely slept. It was the same as the night Charlie passed away. But this time, Adeline didn't just toss and turn in bed. She stared at her phone, at the video feed of Nora's bedroom, where she slept peacefully, not a care in the world, completely unaware that it was her last night on Earth. She flipped to the other feeds. Hero and Elliot were talking in the lab, empty coffee mugs on the table, a stack of metal tuning bars scattered like an overturned box of toothpicks. Sam was up late, reading a book by the fire, two empty beer bottles sitting on the raised hearth. No matter how hard she looked, Adeline couldn't find the missing piece that would solve this mystery of past, present, and future.
and it was driving her crazy. Sometime just before morning, she drifted off to sleep. Adeline's buzzing phone woke her. Groggy, half awake, she fumbled through the covers and found it and raised it and squinted against the bright Nevada sun blazing in through the windows. Nora was calling. This had to be it. Adrenaline shot through Adeline's veins as she answered, her voice scratchy.
Hi.
Hey, can you come over?
Everything all right?
I don't know. Nora sounded scared. Adeline jumped out of bed.
I'll be there in a minute.
When the call ended, she checked the time. 4:38 p.m. She had slept almost the entire day. She opened the app for the camera feeds and clicked on the group for inside Nora's home. She saw only black boxes. They were offline.
Why?
Fear rose inside of her. She checked the wireless access point they were connected to near Nora's home. It was online. They should be working. She pulled the feeds from the cameras outside. Nora had gone for a run that morning with a friend. She followed the two women around the city to the little cafe where they ordered smoothies after the run, watched them chatting and sipping as they strode home. Nora was inside almost an hour, then took a car to work and left at lunch. Adeline pulled up the history of the cameras inside her home. Nora fixed a sandwich, read a paperback book at the kitchen island, and went upstairs and napped. When she got up, she went to the bathroom, and when she came out, she marched directly to the camera in the bedroom, peered into the lens, pulled it free, and jerked the wire out. She repeated that throughout the house, depositing the cameras on the dining room table. They were waiting there when Adeline arrived.
I found these cameras hidden all over my house, Nora yelled, pacing in the hall outside the dining room.
How?
Adeline knew she had said the wrong thing as soon as it left her mouth. Nora cocked her head.
Did you know? Did you do this? Please don't lie to me, Danny.
Yes.
You knew or you did it?
They're my cameras.
Adeline expected Nora's anger to explode. Instead, she deflated. Hurt replaced her fury. Nora's voice was a whisper.
Why?
It's complicated. Is it because of Sam?
No.
But that wasn't entirely true. It was because of her father and Nora.
Please tell me the truth. It's all I ask.
The truth is complicated.
We built a time machine to an alternate universe together. I think I can handle complicated.
Tell me.
You owe me that.
I can't.
Then get out. And don't come back until you can. Adeline walked out and stood on the front stoop, trying to find the words that would heal the rift between them. She knew that if she didn't, she wasn't coming back. Not before Nora died. Unless she was, in fact, the one who had killed her. But she couldn't find those words. She stared at the door, feeling her last chance being washed away by time. Her phone buzzed in her pocket. Adeline pulled it out and read the message from Elliot. It had been sent to the group, Nora, Sam, Constance, and her. Hero and I need to see you in the lab. It's urgent. It had begun. Again.